Right now it's 7:37 on the ticket, and it's time to debut a brand new game show.
Get to know George and Gordo.
Cheap.
Thank you, announcers. It is time to get to know George and Gordo. You know, I've worked with the two of you for 25 years. George, I've known you for 35 years.
But you know everything
I was
to
wondering
know.
To myself yesterday, aloud, and I quote, do I really know those guys? End quote.
Okay.
So let's play this game show, Get to Know George and Gordon. I'm going to ask you guys each the same questions.
Okay.
And we've got 10 questions this morning.
Okay.
And it'll help me get to know you, and I think it'll help the P1 get to know you.
No one wants to know me.
Question number one. What is your favorite color? Favorite color?
George,
navy.
You stumped him.
Well, I'm stuck between green and blue a lot, so I'll go navy blue, I think, is my favorite color.
Gordo?
I can't believe you guys don't know my favorite color.
I don't.
I would guess black.
No.
Okay.
Brown. It's always been brown.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before.
Mm-hmm.
And you both got that right. Congratulations.
Well, I don't know who, how do you
that's
win this?
10 points for each
what?
Of you. Question number two. What is your favorite flower?
Hmm. I don't know that about myself. I don't know if I have one.
I guess I usually use General Mills, but sometimes there's
it's a quality flower.
Yeah, sometimes I use Pioneer brand flower.
Oh, I'm sorry. You both got that one wrong.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
What?
The answer is either Daisy or Lantana. One of the two.
Yes. That was Robert Urich's character.
Seriously,
hardy.
You guys don't have a favorite flower like you would like planted in your yard?
I like sunflowers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like the knockout rose. I think it's a very hardy rose bush that,
Okay.
Like tulips.
I enjoy those.
I tiptoe through those every once in a while.
Fair enough.
Too much trouble.
Ooh.
Gotta plant those bulbs.
But isn't it cool the way they just
it
come up
awesome.
Every year?
Yeah, they look
it's such,
great.
It's
yeah.
so magical.
It's great. Question number three as we play Get to Know George and Gordo. What is your favorite?
What was our points there? You didn't tell us the points.
You didn't get any points because you all got it wrong.
Wait, how did we get it wrong?
You're stuck on 10 points. Question number three. What is your favorite condom? What is your favorite condom?
You know, I used to not have any, but they recently came out with a double magnum. And so now I'd say that was my favorite. They used to hurt.
Kind of like flour.
Much.
Really don't have one.
You don't have a favorite condom?
No. Can't say that I did.
Well, you don't use them, Giorgio. You're a vasectomy guy now. You can't get an STD.
I don't know if I've...
Hold on. That's on me. Spell check got me. It's supposed to be, what is your favorite condiment?
Oh.
What is your favorite condiment?
Yes.
My apologies to the masses.
Kind of C word, yes.
Oh, yes.
I will go with mustard because, as I proclaimed a couple weeks ago, it's almost universal.
It's the worst. I guess I'll go with mayonnaise. Let me do this one. Ranch dressing.
Okay.
All right, solid.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'll do ranch dressing here.
I'll high five you on that.
Nobody gets ranch. Points there either.
Why?
You're stuck on 10. Question number four.
The game.
You are informed that you have 1 hour to live.
Mm-hmm.
What is your last meal?
I don't have one. I refuse it.
No, you can't refuse
Why?
It.
Why?
You're going to
refuse your last meal.
You're going to get 10 points deducted.
Unlimited. You can refuse your last meal.
All right, let me
Quit
rephrase
arguing.
It then, you dingleberry. What
Whoa,
is your,
don't
what
call
is your,
George that what because is you're your, mad at me.
What is your favorite entree? If you could just eat one meal the rest of your life, what would you eat?
If I could eat one thing the rest of my life?
Yes.
Chicken enchiladas verdes.
I can't answer that. Give me the hamburger. I think the greatness of the hamburger cannot be beat.
Forgot about hamburger. But yeah, I'll go Verde's chicken enchiladas.
Okay. Question number five. What is your favorite experience in ticket history?
An orgasm.
What?
Okay. I'll accept that.
You can go one segment.
Just in the time that I worked at the ticket, what's been...
It has to be
in general,
tied
my
to the ticket.
Something
okay.
wheels off. Man. I would say the charity challenge on ice at Reunion Arena when we had I don't know, sales said 17,000. I think it was probably around 12 or 13.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a blast.
That was huge. I'm going to say our visit with Razor a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I thought about
when
that.
When he was on the phone. That's pretty good. No, I liked our, was it our 15th year that we did at House of Blues? That was a fun event and evening.
Yeah.
It wasn't on air. It was all of us on stage just telling stories to the P1s who were in attendance for 2 hours.
And I liked the Norm roast when we did the Norm roast. That was funny too.
What is the hardest you've ever laughed?
In my life or at the ticket?
In your life.
It's got to be the Jer putt.
Either the Jer putt or the first time I heard a big noise.
That may be the hardest I've ever seen you laugh. We used to do the big noise in the dorm in college.
Yeah.
And it would be like at 2 a.m. and we would stack a bunch of stuff, pots and pans and street signs on metal shelves and then take a chair and wing it into it. But we'd yell, whoa, whoa, like someone was falling, like they were climbing on the shelves and falling. And it was so loud.
As hard as I laughed at the Jer putt, seriously, I couldn't stop laughing for like an hour.
He was
the funniest thing I ever heard. To this day.
I don't know the hardest I ever laughed, but I bet you it was like right before the ticket went on the air. I remember...
Then you stopped laughing?
Yeah, then laughter died for me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
depressing.
If you had to wear an article of women's clothing every day, what would
panties.
It be? Well, I didn't even finish the question, but Gordon responded, panties. Okay.
An article of women's clothing.
Every day.
Every day.
So what counts as an article of women's clothing?
An article of clothing
scarf
a woman
count?
Would wear. Sure.
But men I wear scarves.
But it's got to be a lady's scarf. It's got to be pink.
Yeah.
Maybe an infinity scarf.
I may start doing that anyway. I'll say a scarf.
I guess a cape.
So you could choose something like panties where nobody would ever know.
Yeah, but I would.
Or a bra.
Yeah, but I just told you guys. So you know now. I guess. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever worn panties.
Nah.
Are they
nobody believes that.
Well, I'm trying to think. You would think I would remember if I had. I'm not opposed to wearing them.
You just
That's
dressed
the thing. I'm not opposed to it.
You just dressed as a woman for Poydras.
I know, but I didn't wear panties.
You said you never felt more free.
So if there's a hot P1 chick there who wants me to wear her panties, I will for awareness.
Of what?
Of her panties.
Next question. Who is your all-time favorite athlete?
I don't know. Name some athletes. What
Tony Pena.
Yes, Tony Pena.
I thought about Tony Pena. I mean, Danny's such an easy answer, but I think I would say Roger Staubach.
Okay. Yeah. More than Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, it's really close. But yeah, Roger, it goes back to the nostalgia of being a kid, so I'd say Roger. And I voted for him for president.
Right.
You know, I may have to say Roger, too, because thinking of Roger reminds me of my dad and my brother so much when I was a little kid, and that was when that was the heyday of Roger and all that, and so he looms so large in my mind.
That's a good one. You both get 20 points for that answer, so
we're awesome. Tied at 30?
You're tied at 30. Next question, as we play Get to Know George and Gordon, what is your guilty pleasure? That maybe we don't know about. Is it a book or a show or a hobby? Do you have a guilty pleasure?
This is a tough one because all my pleasures are guilty. I mean, I feel guilty experiencing pleasure in life.
I mean, I think you guys know most of them. Like, if I run across a good cartoon, I'll stick with it.
But it's got to make you feel guilty.
And I feel a little guilty about that.
It's kind of your secret guilty pleasure. It's the one that we don't know about.
Huh.
Yeah. I think I tell you most of them just to make you laugh.
Is it maybe that I just love doing manual labor?
Okay. You both got that one wrong. You both
dug up a fence for no reason.
You did?
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good guilty pleasure.
If you love it that much, I got some work for you to do. Come on
over. Taco period.
And finally, our bonus question. The bonus question as we play Get to Know George and Gordo. What are the names of the most people you wouldn't fart on? guys, what are the names
what?
Of the most people you wouldn't fart on?
He ran out of questions.
I don't even understand that question.
It's your.
What are the names?
It's your. You've claimed
of the most. So it's like you switch from names to some numerical figure.
You have claimed it is
names of
your favorite question I've ever asked you.
What?
So I thought
it's getting crazier by the moment.
I thought we could get the answer finally. I'm sorry, time's up. Neither of you answered.
The shot clock
minus 10.
So our debut game show of Get to Know George and Gordo ends in a tie, each with 30 points. Congratulations.
Crazy.
Question.
What a crazy ending.